Yeah, I just got to mute myself. Sorry, there you go. Josh, Scott Billick, Winnipeg Sun. Hope you're doing well. You played in front of Connor Hellebuck for a lot of the season. Is it surprising to you? Sorry, my dog's going crazy. Is it surprising to you that he's not a finalist for the Hart, or do you kind of understand given the other three names that are kind of in the running for that trophy?
Yeah, hey Scott, I'm doing well, thanks. Hope you're doing well also. And sounds like you're having fun at the house there, controlling your dog. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously there's so many great players in our league, and there's a lot of, you know, players who have big time contributions to their team. You know, it's a, I guess that's the nature of any award. I mean, it's not a statistical based award. Anytime there's some, you know, discussion or potential for different players, I mean, that's what makes it exciting and fun, and you know, keeps talk shows busy for sure. So, I mean, in my opinion, he should have been in the conversation. I think that, you know, I don't think that we would have been where we were at without him. That's for sure. You know, he's been our rock all year. He's been so solid for us, and you know, I think he should have. But again, that's like I said, there's so many good players, and when it's not sort of a cut and dry, you know, statistic based award, you know, that's the conversation we're going to have. But I'm pretty sure in most guys' minds in our room, he's, you know, he'd be in that in those three players.
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple things that he did, you know, this season. I don't know if you can sum it up in, you know, a few words or 30 seconds, but like what made him so, what made him that rock that you kind of spoke of?
Well, you know, certainly his play, of course, just the way that he held us in games. I mean, there was a few nights, I remember one night in San Jose in particular, where, I mean, he was the best player on the ice by far. And I think we got outshot big time, and he, you know, allowed us to win that hockey game. And there were plenty of games like that throughout the course of the year. And, just his demeanor, again, with a relatively new back end and new pairings, you know, a lot of different personnel and guys that hadn't played much together before. You know, everyone who watches him play sees how calm he is. He never gets rattled or, you know, off his game. He's just, you know, ice cold. And when you have that kind of confidence coming from your netminder, I think it just radiates throughout the whole team. And certainly our back end. So whether it was his play or his demeanor, I think those were the two things that really, really helped our group out.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, it's Paul Evans from TSN 1290. How are you?
Hey, Paul, good. How are you?
Yeah, real good. How excited are you to play a game next week? Because when you lace him on for the first time to play a preseason game, it'll be 2 weeks of training camp, and I don't know that many of you guys are excited for preseason games otherwise, but maybe for this one because of the circumstances that we're in.
For sure. I mean, I was talking about it yesterday with a few guys. I mean, you know, even when we get into a normal training camp, I can't remember. I think it's 2, 3, maybe 4 days on the ice before we're playing a game, and sort of away you go from then on out. I mean, it's, you know, games throughout the preseason and in the regular season. I mean, maybe the most amount of days you have of practice is 3 or 4, like, and that's once a year. So not regularly do we practice for this long in a row. So it'll be nice to play a game and you know, sort of get into those competitive situations. Obviously, you can do that in practice. I think we've had a competitive camp and guys have been working really hard, but you know, you don't, it's not the same going against your teammates. So I think it'll be great. I think also obviously understanding that there's one game to sort of, you know, tune your game up in the preseason. Most guys will play a few games and you know, obviously, you know, depending on how you look at it, for much of the regular season, you're sort of building all the way through to the playoffs. So we kind of have one game to do that. And you know, I think it'll just be fun to get out there and guys will be taking it seriously to try to, you know, get themselves up to speed in that game as fast as possible.
And we also seen that you guys are starting to ramp it up a little bit in terms of your own preparation, because not only did you skate today, but then you and Mark Scheifele came out afterward when it was all said and done and had some extra work together?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think just time to work on your game. Obviously, during the regular season, normal situations and whatnot, there's just not a lot of time to spend a little extra time on the ice, and recovery is key. So it was definitely nice to be out there and with Mark and Jansen Harkins as well, and you know, just working on a few little things, trying to again just sort of tune a few things up and be ready to play, and obviously having the chance to work with Shaif. I've had the chances obviously play with him for a while now, but we usually do skate together in the off season, and you know, you can always learn from him. He's such a smart hockey player, and so he was doing a little teaching out there today, so that's always fun, and you know, I've learned a lot from him. So it was a good few minutes, and just like I said, trying to get ready for the exhibition game and then for Calgary.
Hey Josh, Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press, good to talk to you. You know, are we at a stage now, Josh, where you were just so excited to get on the ice, first of all, and now you're at a point where the monotony of this is kind of setting in, and you wanted, maybe you'd like to have some scrimmages, or at least, like you said, you're just jacked for that Vancouver game? Are you at that point right now?
Yeah, hey, Jason. I mean, I think definitely, like I said before, we're usually not in a situation where we're practicing for this long in a row, you know, without games or other things to break it up. So definitely, you know, I think, you know, if this was a training camp situation, we were going into a preseason following and a regular season, and then, you know, a normal year, it would be a long time to have just practices. But I think everyone understanding that this is a unique situation, and that we only have, you know, I guess from the time we started on the ice, around 3 weeks-ish to really get ready to go for a playoff, you know, caliber of hockey. Everyone's been taking it seriously. You know, sure, after a few days, you know, it's nice to go against someone that's not your buddy. And, you know, I'm sure the forwards are tired of the D, and the D are a little tired of the forwards, and the goalies are probably tired of everyone shooting at their head or something like that. But, it'll be nice to get into some games, and but like I said, I think given the circumstances, we've been able to keep pushing throughout camp and continue to build as we've gone along here, and so we're going to have to do in the next week.
You know, it's been written about and talked about a lot, Josh. You know, last year that the great turnover there was on that blue line, and there were some unknowns going into the 1920 season, and of course you guys really got a lot of mileage out of people and really came through, and your goaltender was great, but so often, more often than not, you didn't have the healthiest group. I mean, you've got that whole healthy group now back there. What do you like about the defensive unit going in against Calgary?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously coming into the season, there was a lot of fresh faces, a lot of new pairings and new partners, and it takes time to build that chemistry. It takes time for the new players to get comfortable, and you know, it's obviously challenging. So I felt like, again, we just continued as a group back there to get better and get more comfortable as the year went on. So you know, now obviously, although it's an extension of last season, it feels like, okay, we've had, you know, 10 months or whatever together as a group and as a decor. So you know, I think there's more of a comfortable aspect amongst each other, and we feel there's more chemistry there for sure. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have everybody healthy. I think we've got a good mix of players on the blue line of different styles of game, and but the number one thing overall is and has been our mindset all year is to compete as hard as we can, and you know, be difficult to play against. And I think, again, coming into these, you know, the play-in series, we're going to have that mindset again. And also, we've been a pretty unflappable group mentally. I think, obviously, we knew that there was a lot of changes. And, you know, I mean, even if you have a steady decor for years, you know, there's going to be times where you know, you have an off night as a group, or, you know, a pairing as an off night or whatever. And I think we've all been there to pick each other up and collectively as a group sort of, you know, wash any bad games or any tough shifts or goals off, you know, off on the bench or whatnot, and get back to playing right away.
Morning, Josh. Ken Weeb, Somerset.ca here. Talk about the mental toughness. I mean, always there's a physical toll in the playoffs. I mean, do you feel like some of the stuff you guys went through mentally will help prepare you to what could potentially be a five-round playoff if you reach your goal?
You can, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we feel as a group that we've been handling adversity all season long, and, you know, every team does in some way, shape, or form. You know, for us, I think obviously it was, you know, just finding our stride with new players, a new group, new faces. And, you know, I think we feel that we've handled it pretty darn well, and we've, you know, we were able to keep building and get better. And I think we were playing some of our best hockey right before the shutdown happened. So we're going to try to carry that confidence through here into the play-in series and hopefully into the playoffs. And, you know, like mentioned before, we're rested. Obviously every team is going to be healthier than they were, you know, in terms of injuries. And so even though it's five rounds and going to be longer than a normal playoffs, I think we're well prepared. And you know, again, in the playoffs, it's all about, you know, being mentally tough and taking each day and each shift at a time, as cliche as that is. I mean, you know, you can't get too high in the playoffs or too low. And I think that's sort of been a real strength of ours this past season, is we really didn't have the luxury to, you know, be coasting through a bunch of games, you know, when our offense was just so hot that, you know, every night we were putting four or five in the back of the net, and we didn't need to worry about that. I mean, I think even when we played our best games, we had to really refocus and bring it the next night. So I think that was a strength of ours all year, that resiliency and willingness to, you know, take each day as a new challenge. And that's going to be important in an experience that no one's really been through before, for sure. And we're prepared as best we can.
One last one. Just so much talk around the league about the bubble itself. Any must-have items that will be in your suitcase, or how do you plan to spend some of the downtime?
Yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, I would say that personally, like throughout the process of the negotiations and obviously, you know, everything getting figured out, I mean, I think the first priority was, you know, thinking about the health and safety aspect and making sure that, you know, I felt comfortable with that and that was on point. And, you know, but again, in the last few days, started to think more about, okay, now we're going to be in the bubble and we're going to be in the hotel. You know, what's that going to be like? I mean, it's going to be a different experience. I think the only thing I can really draw on maybe is some of the tournaments I've been to, World Juniors or, you know, World Championships or Under 18s or things like that, where, yeah, you're not confined to a bubble, but you're spending a lot of time in a hotel, and sort of usually the tournaments are a month or so long. So this will be a longer experience. But, you know, I think, again, there's going to be ups and downs. You know, I think when we have a really tight-knit group, and we're going to have to do it and get through it together. But for me, the items, you know, probably some stuff for recovery. Obviously, we're going to be playing every other day, it seems, in a back-to-back for sure. So, you know, recovery is going to be key. You know, probably iPad to watch some TV shows, some movies, and I'm thinking about buying a PlayStation. I'm not the biggest gamer in the world, but if I'm sitting in my room, you know, maybe that'll kill a few hours. So those things, but yeah, that's probably about it. Try and read some books, or, you know, maybe bring some cards. I don't know what our freedom's like that way to play cards with one another, but those would be my items, specifically the stuff for recovery and whatnot.
Thank you.
Hi, Josh, it's Sarah from TSN. Just kind of following up more on what Ken said, do you think that you're going to end up watching a lot of the other games that are going on? I mean, you think about when you're at the hotel, and it seems, based on the schedule, at least early on, there's going to be a game on for so many hours of the day. Do you think that you'll end up watching a lot of the other series?
Hey, Sarah. Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, in normal playoff situations in the past, on off nights and off days, I've tried to watch other games and other series. You know, it'd be cool to kind of see how different teams are doing. And, you know, as a hockey fan, I guess the hockey fan in me, you know, it's going to be great to sort of have hockey on from dusk to dawn and be able to certainly get your hockey fix. So, yeah, it'll be fun to watch, and especially, you know, if we're maybe slotted to play a team, if you're doing well or something like that, or teams you could face down the line or whatever. I mean, it's just going to be fun to watch. So, yeah, definitely, I think I will. There might be times where, you know, you might just want to turn off hockey for a little bit, because I think it's going to be a lot of hockey over that span, but in a hurry. But, yeah, definitely I'll be watching.
And just back to you and Mark and Jensen being out on the ice after practice. And when you look, Mark, what sort of things do you pick his brain about in a situation like that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it's, you know, sort of different feels, and it's just, you know, a lot of little things. I mean, so for example, you know, today we obviously, everyone knows he's one of the most elite shot, you know, shooters from the slot in the game. In my opinion, he's scored countless goals from that position, and he's got a really quick release. So I don't find myself in that spot as often as he does, but you know, some of the principles, you know, whether it's certain spots on the ice, whatever, it's still, you know, you're still shooting the puck. And so I was just kind of picking his brain on a few different things. And, you know, a lot of it's just really small details that you sort of change a little bit of how you're moving or what sort of foot you're feeling the shot come off on, or, you know, different things in terms of body, you know, body positioning, I guess. But, you know, he's such a smart guy when it comes to the game. And I think he's always searching for, you know, a different, you know, a new feel, a different feel, a better feel, sort of the smallest little change that, you know, all of a sudden makes something easier and makes something more efficient. So, you know, again, it's great to work with him. And I think, you know, obviously you see different players have different skills and, you know, different abilities. So like it's fun to sort of talk to them about those strengths and see what they're, you know, what they're thinking about, or if they even are. You know, for some players, it just comes super naturally. They do something amazing, and every time you see it, it's like, wow, how, you know, how does that player do that? And you can just have the chance to ask them and pick their brain. You can really learn a lot about it and sort of see things from a bit of a different light. So I think between him and I'm always trying to do that. And like I said, I've learned a lot from him, and it's always fun to do that. It's fun to work on your game.